Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the second chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus begins to make trouble according to the religious authorities, and it's pretty early on in the Gospel, so it doesn't take Jesus long to find his way into that trouble. And it says in the 14th verse in the second chapter that in the temple, Jesus found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables in the temple. So when Jesus went up to the temple in Jerusalem, he was really angered, apparently, by what he saw. Merchants were selling doves, sheep, cattle in the portico of the temple. Money changers were there, too. They were changing currency. The temple, which was the most holy place in all Judaism, the earthly home of God, had become cluttered. The entrenched buying and selling, the commerce and commercialism, the corruption and the disorder of the temple had made it nearly impossible for people to kind of encounter the divine presence. Jesus decided it was time to take action. So we're told that he made a whip of cords and he began driving the merchants, the livestock, and the money changers out of the temple. Now, like the temple in Jesus' day, our lives tend to get so cluttered that we cannot feel the Spirit of the living God moving within us. The concerns, the frustrations, the anxieties within us really have a way of obscuring our view of God. The hustle and bustle of our busy lives drowns out the still small voice of God, who is, in fact, trying to get our attention. And we assume God has gone silent, or that God is dead, or that God has gone on vacation, when the truth is that we are the ones who are lost. There comes a time when we have to whip our lives back into shape. There comes a time when we need to clean out the clutter in our lives because it's getting in the way of God's purposes for us. There is a time when we finally have to get serious about our faith. So Jesus took bold action in the temple. Our actions, I think, need to be equally bold if we're going to reclaim a sense of God's sacred presence in our lives. Let's pray about that. Lord God, you know perhaps even better than we do that our lives are cluttered with so many things: anger, frustration, resentment, pride, envy. All these things choke out your Spirit within us. We ask that you would help us to cleanse the temple within, bring order to our lives, help us to clean out some of the clutter so that we are able to see and hear and feel your holy guidance in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.